You're with Hobber and Hing on Triple J.
I saw like a month ago, you basically just tweeted like retweet for Cub Sport at grand final. Do you think that helped?
I think so. My brother texted me saying that he heard someone on like a radio station somewhere talking about the AFL grand final and saying maybe Cub Sport should do it. And I was like, what? And I was like, oh, maybe we should. Yeah. And so I tweeted that. And Bolin and I have been manifesting really hard, like borderline witchcraft. And look what happened.
I love the idea that that's how you get gigs now. It's a sort of a cross between social media and witchcraft. That's kind of how you're like, that's your career plan right now.
It's 2020. We need to do what we can do.
What else? What are you going to ask for next? Now you know that your witchcraft works.
Oh, I'm scared to say out loud, but hopefully things will just keep unfolding.
Is it also like really exciting because I guess this year you've had such limited opportunities to play any live shows to kind of go from months of that to playing a grand final in front of thousands and thousands of people? I mean, how does that feel?
It's incredible. It's funny, actually. Back in like 2016, we started saying Cub Sport Arenas 2020. And we're like, it's going to happen. And we really felt like we were on track. And we're like, this is incredible. Like, it's actually going to happen. And then 2020 arrived. And like, oh, no, it's not. And then now we're playing in a stadium. So it really kind of worked out.
So, so exciting. Another big date in the Australian calendar is Oz Music T-shirt Day, which has just been announced today that we're bringing back on the 20th of November, Friday the 20th. Obviously, every year we see so many people rocking Cub Sport shirts. This isn't a question I get to ask very often, but Tim, who will you be wearing?
I think I'll be wearing Mallrat in the morning and then Hatchie in the afternoon.
Very, very diplomatic.
You're with Hobber and Hing on Triple J.